Support for Radio Boston comes from Hadestown at the Box Center Wang Theater, Broadway's Tony and Grammy-winning Best Musical, an epic celebration of music, togetherness, and hope, raves Forbes. Playing April 23rd through April 28th. Buy your tickets today at boxcenter.org.
This is Radio Boston. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty.
And I'm Anthony Brooks.
For millions of Americans, a morning routine might go something like this. Bowl of cereal, cup of coffee, newspaper, and a multivitamin. And many take vitamins because they think it gives them extra nutrients needed for good health. Well, the New York Times recently published an article with the provocative headline, "Don't Take Your Vitamins." The author of the article, Philadelphia infectious disease specialist Paul Offit, says that vitamins may actually be harmful. Common Health co-host Carrie Goldberg wrote a piece about this on the Common Health blog, and she joins us now. Carrie, good to see you again.
Thanks. You too, Meghna. And right off the bat, I would like to apologize for the fact that this is the most annoying kind of health news. You know, this is the health
news. Annoying? Why?
Well, because it keeps flip-flopping back and forth. Like, first a study says vitamins are good for you, then it's not good for you, and you're saying, look, all I want to know is what to do. Just tell me what to do.
So hopefully we'll achieve some sort of clarity on that in this discussion.
Yes, we will do our best.
Well, Carrie, before we move forward, let's just make it clear what Paul Offit is saying or claiming in his New York Times op-ed, and that's about excess consumption of vitamins.
Right. So Dr. Paul Offit makes a couple of points. One is he shows that there has been clinical research showing that overdoing vitamins can actually cause harm. And the second is that the safety net that there should be to control vitamins and supplements is full of holes for political reasons.
Okay. Well, let's dig a little deeper into this with Peter Cohen, who's assistant professor of medicine at Harvard Medical School and an internist at Cambridge Health Alliance. Dr. Cohen, welcome to the show.
My pleasure, Meghna.
So first, let me just ask you the obvious question. I mean, do you agree with Dr. Offit? Should we stop taking our vitamins?
Well, I do agree with him, although I think that he's a bit alarmist in the way that he describes his case for stopping vitamins. So what he says, here are some clinical studies that demonstrate that taking these individual vitamins can cause more harm than good. Beta-carotene, vitamin E, specific vitamins at relatively high doses that we thought might be protective against cancer, heart disease, other problems. But in fact, when carefully studied, they're harmful.
Okay, so when we say relatively high doses, if I'm looking at the label on a bottle of beta-carotene supplement, what are we talking about, 150% of daily recommended dosage, 200%?
Yeah, it could be more. So one specific example would be the vitamin E found in a multivitamin, Centrum, one a day, would be about 22 international units. In the studies that showed that vitamin E increased the risk of prostate cancer, they were using 400 international units. So about 20 times the amount in a regular multivitamin.
In that case, I mean, is it so much of a concern? Because I don't know how many people, you know, take that dosage.
Absolutely. That's why I think he's a bit alarmist. Personally, I don't recommend multivitamins, but because I don't think they're useful, not because I think they're going to kill you.
They don't think they're useful at all.
Correct.
Now, I'm only pushing you about this because vitamins are so much a part of what we conceive of popularly as living a healthful lifestyle.
They're perceived as living the healthful lifestyle. That's exactly what they're about. It's a perception. But unlike food, eating fruits and vegetables, picking it from the garden, cooking with your grandmother, and then sharing it with friends, generally it's a private, personal thing when we pop that pill in the morning. It doesn't give much social pleasure or even a feeling of goodness inside you after taking it.
And Meghna, just to interject, it's not just that there were clinical studies that found harm from megadoses of vitamins. It's also that there were huge gold standard studies of people, tens and tens of thousands of people who took multivitamins, and they did not find any particular, for example, survival benefit. So it's not just actual harm, it's also lack of benefit being documented.
Mm. If you don't show any harm or you don't show any benefit, essentially some of these studies found neutral findings. Isn't it nevertheless potentially a good thing? Because maybe people who are more likely to want to take a daily multivitamin going to be thinking about their health more actively than people who don't take any vitamins at all. It's an indicator of a more healthful lifestyle. Am I being too optimistic here?
No. I think it is. But just that. The person's living a healthy lifestyle. So they choose to eat healthily, work out, and take a multivitamin. The health effects of all that, of course, is the eating well and the working out. So the multivitamin is just extra expense.
And Meghna, what kind of triggers my outrage button is that because of the political history of attempts to get tougher regulations on vitamins and supplements, the fact that that has in fact not happened for various reasons, what it means is that these vitamins and supplements that we take or might take do not have to tell us on their labels that, for example, some of these bigger studies have found lack of benefit or possible harm. There is no real mechanism for you to find out the less pleasant things about vitamins compared to the nice things that you see in the ads. Mm.
And Peter Cohen, in fact, there have been several attempts by the FDA to either change labeling requirements or even change the way that vitamins and nutritional supplements are regulated as a whole, all of which, as far as I can tell, have basically failed.
They have failed spectacularly in that every attempt by the FDA to enforce some sort of more limits on how much vitamin can be included or how it's sold has backfired in that there's been a backlash that's led to the FDA needing to be more hands-off. And supplements are regulated as if they're food, which means that everything's presumed safe unless it's found to be harmful. So in other words, we don't turn to the FDA to find out, should we eat broccoli, raspberries, or a Big Mac today? That's a decision we'll make on our own. And that's how we treat supplements. But the problem with supplements is we're taking a pill that we have no idea what's in it and what the effect on our bodies would be. Mm-hmm. So it's being consumed as if it's medication, but without the labeling requirements of all other medications. And even when we do detect harms, let's say these studies that Dr. Offit refers to in which high doses of vitamin E causes increased risk of prostate cancer, there's no mechanism that even appears on the label. Mm. So a consumer can buy exactly that dose of vitamin E today and have absolutely no idea that there was a carefully done clinical trial published in the New England Journal of Medicine demonstrating that this increases the risk of prostate cancer.
In fact, they are taking it because they think it'll make them more healthy.
Absolutely. Right.
Dr. Cohen, I think we should probably mention exceptions. Like, there are some people who do have a special medical need for vitamins. And also, what about prenatal vitamins? I mean, everyone tells you to take folate when you're pregnant.
There's a lot of exceptions. So first of all, there's a bunch of illnesses that require, or the best medicine is to provide multivitamins. If you've had gastric bypass, prior, your stomach removed, your kidneys have failed, you're on hemodialysis. So there's lots of reasons why people should take a multivitamin.
So Dr. Cohen, take us to the bottom line here. I mean, I'm still left wondering, what should people do? I'll admit, I take a multivitamin and a little fish oil pill every morning. Should I continue to do so?
Meghna, I'd say you don't need to waste your money, because you're going to be just as healthy with your healthy lifestyle choices, your exercising, and your careful selection of your foods than you are with taking multivitamin. And I would save those thousands of dollars that people spend over a lifetime on multivitamins and spend them on higher quality fruits and vegetables, a new pair of walking shoes to get to the farmer's market.
Well, Peter Cohen is an assistant professor of medicine at Harvard Medical School and an internist at Cambridge Health Alliance. Dr. Cohen, thank you so much.
My pleasure.
And Carrie Goldberg, co-host of WBUR's Common Health blog. Carrie, thanks as always.
You're welcome, Meghna.
Carrie's post about vitamins is available at the Common Health blog, which is at commonhealth.wbur.org.
And that's our program for today. Radio Boston is a production of WBUR, Boston's NPR news station. I'm Anthony Brooks.
And I'm Meghna Chakrabarty. Join us again tomorrow for more Radio Boston.